daf is chulin daf pei hey. We're holding a daf pei dal and beis, but we're like right in the middle of a conversation. So it's kedai to go back a little bit, especially since we were rushing at the end yesterday, just to catch the entire flow of the conversation. So in the middle of daf pei dal and beis, first one line is ha'olam. Darish Rav Ina apischa de berish kalusa ashochit lechola b'shabbes chayv lechasos. If a person shechs for a chola on Shabbos, it's a chola sheish b'sakana, where you're allowed to, and indeed you have to shech to save the guy's life, pikuach nefesh. So then in that case, if you shech the chay or oh, for the sake of the chola, you even do kisui adam. Zomeluhu Rabba ishtuma ka'amar. So Rabba says, no, this is something that's very strange. Lishmatu we should, as Rashi says, yachtechu es l'shono, we should cut out his tongue for saying such a thing. Ditanya, not literally, obviously, Ditanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, koi ein shochtin oso b'yom tov, because we have a brisa, and this brisa is going to be the topic of discussion that's going to lead us into a lengthy discussion. So the brisa says that Rabbi Yossi holds, koi ein shochtin oso b'yom tov, you don't shecht a koi, which is a safik chay, a safik behema, on yom tov, vim shachto ein mechasnes doma mikal v'chomer. And if you do shecht it, you don't do kisui adam, even though it's a safik, whether it's chayiv in kisui, you don't do the kisui adam, and it's based on the following kal v'chomer. Uma mila shevada adoch haShabbos ein sveik adoch yom tov. Bris mila, which when it's a vada, it's doch haShabbos. When you know it's the eighth day and it's vada yichiyuv, it would be doch haShabbos. A suffik mila is not doch yom tov. So kisui shein vada doch haShabbos. Kisui where a vada would not be doch haShabbos. In a normal situation, we'll see what that means, that it's avadai kisui is not docha Shabbos, ein din she'ein sveiko docha yom tov. So certainly a suffik kisui on a koi would not be docha yom tov. Now the raya that we're trying to bring is from the first half of that line, of kisui she'ein vada'o docha Shabbos. That's going to be the key, that the brisa is making an assumption that there's such a thing as avadai kisui not being docha Shabbos. So we're going to say, oh, that must be referring to shechting for a chala on Shabbos. That's going to be our raya. But we have to get each step of the conversation as well, because we're going to analyze the conversation as well. So we want to suggest that it's a kal v'chomer. If mila, which is a vadai, if when it is a vadai, zocha Shabbos, still when it's a safek, is not docha yantif, kisui, when it's a vade, that's docha Shabbos, for sure when it's a suffix, should not be docha yantiv. So Amar lo, so he said back to him, tkiya shofar begvulim tochiach. The way to reject that kal v'chomer is by looking at tkiya shofar outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the Mikdash. She'in vada docha Shabbos, usveika docha yom tov. A vadei tkiya shofar, vadei chiyav tkiya shofar, is not docha Shabbos, and a suffix chiyav tkiya shofar is docha yom tov. So we're going to have to see what that means as well. Heishiv Reb Lazar HaKfar Berivi Tshuva. So Reb Lazar HaKfar Berivi says, no, you can't reject the Kal V'chomer based on Tkiya Shofar, because Mal Mila Shekein Einen Oheges B'Leili Yom Tovim Tomer B'Kisoy Shenoy B'Leili Yom Tovim. So I'm sorry, he says you can't, he says there's a big difference between Mila and Kisoy. Mila is not Noeg on the nights of Yantif. Kisoy is Noeg on the nights of Yantif. And therefore, it's a Tshuva on the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yossi. So essentially, what was the Kal V'chomer was from Mila to Kisui, that Mila is Vadei Docha Shabbos, it's Safek is not Docha Yantif, Kisui, which is Vadei, not Docha Shabbos, for sure, this Safek should not be Docha Yantif. So he said, no, big difference. Mila is not knowing Belaila of Yantif, Kisui is knowing Belele Yomim Tovim. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Zeh Echad Min Advarim, Shomar Rabbi Chia, Eni Aleim Tshuva, Veish Rabbi Lazar Kfar Beribi Tshuva. This is one of the things that Rabbi Chia said that he has no response for, he has no way to reject the Kal V'chomer, and Rabbi Lazar Kfar Beribi had a Tshuva, and it was a satisfactory Tshuva. Now, that's the Brisa. So first we get what we want to get out of the Brisa. The reason we quoted this Brisa was because we had just mentioned that if you happen to do a Shchita on Shabbos for the sake of a chola, that you're chayiv in kisui. Now we have in this brisa, katani mias, it mentioned in a matter of fact way, as if it were a given, that kisui she'ein vada'o docha Shabbos. That vada'i kisui is not docha Shabbos. So my vada'o do kisui to lo docha Shabbos. What's a case of a vaday kisui that you're going to say it's not docha Shabbos. Lav hashochet l'chola b'Shabbos. Aren't we talking about a case of a person who shechs for the sake of a chola on Shabbos? That's a case of a vaday kisui. And you see, we say that it's not docha Shabbos. So it's a kasha on the original statement of Rav Ina that he made on the by the Pisgah de Beresh Galusa. So says Gemara, no. Maybe the case of Kisui that we're talking about, the Vaday Kisui, is the case of someone who did an Aveira. He was over Veshochet. So it says Gemara, Dumya Demila. No, but it's supposed to be similar to Mila. Ma Mila Bereshus Af Kisui Not Mi Bereshus. The case of Mila that we gave is Mila that you're allowed to do. So how could you say that the case of Kisui that we're comparing the Mila to is a case that you're not allowed to do? So that's why it's a raya. That's why it's a shtarka kasha. Now we're going to go back and analyze various elements of the brisa. Again, the main thing we want to get out of the brisa is about shechting for a chol on Shabbos with yichayv and kisui. Done. We already got that raya. Now we're going to go back and discuss various parts of the brisa that we just read. So amr lo tkiya shofar begvulin tochiach. So we want to reject the Kal v'chomer originally by looking at Tkiyas Shofar. She'in vada adocha Shabbos, usveik adocha Yom Tov. Because you have a situation of Tkiyas Shofar where a vaday Tkiyas Shofar is not docha Shabbos, a vaday chiyuv of Tkiyas Shofar, you're still not allowed to do it on Shabbos. But a suffik chiyuv of Tkiyas Shofar, if you're mesupuk, whether you're chayiv in Tkiyas Shofar, still it is Doche Yom Tov. So that should be rejection to the Kal v'chomer, because we wanted to say that a kisui adam, where it's not, which vada is not Doche Shabbos, for sure its suffix should not be Doche Yom Tov. But here you have Tkiyas Shofar, where even though the vada is not Doche Shabbos, the suffix is Doche Yom Tov. Question is, what does it mean, a suffix of Tkiyas Shofar? So my sveika, what do we mean by suffix? Ilem a suffix chol suffix Yom Tov. Hashta vada yom tov dachya suffik yom tov suffik chol mi bayi. If it means that it's a suffik, whether it's a chol, suffik yantiv, well, that makes no sense. Because if you blow shofar when it's vada yantiv, then kal v'chomer, you're allowed to blow shofar when it might not even be yantiv. It might even be a chol. It might even be a weekday. So that doesn't make any sense. That can't possibly be the suffik that we're referring to. Ella suffik ish, suffik isha. The suffik we must be referring to is we're not sure if the person who is blowing is a man or a woman. If he's a man, he's chayiv in Tkiyas Shofar. If it's a woman, mitzvah shasman grama, meaning we're dealing with tumtum vandroganis, safek ish, safek isha. That's what we mean, that it's safek of Tkiyas Shofar. That's what we mean when we say that safek of Tkiyas Shofar is docha yom tov. That is safek ish, safek isha. Rabbi Yossi l'tamei, and this is Rabbi Yossi l'shitaso, damer isha vada'is namitaka. Rabbi Yossi holds, even if it's definitely a woman, she's allowed to blow the shofar. Meaning, where's Rabbi Yossi? What Rabbi Yossi are we referring to? So you have to remember, in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi is the one that suggested the Kal v'chomer. So we rejected the Kal v'chomer based on the din of Tkiyas Shofar. The Tkiyas Shofar, the suffix Tkiyas Shofar, we said, is the raya lehepich, because the Tkiyas Shofar, we said it's a suffik is docha yantif. So Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not a rejection to my Kal v'chomer. The reason suffik Tkiyas Shofar, if you're suffik, if you're mechuyev in Tkiyas Shofar, you're allowed to do it in yantif, is because even if you're a vaday woman, you're allowed to do Tkiyas Shofar in yantif. There's no iser of a woman doing Tkiyas Shofar. She's not mechuyev, but she's allowed to do it. So Rabbi Yossi is not goreis that rejection to the Kal v'chomer. That's why Rabbi Yossi is the one that kept the Kal v'chomer. He's the one that suggested the Kal v'chomer. Rabbi Yossi tamei damar isha vadais na mitaka. Did Tanya, where do we find that Rabbi Yossi holds such a din that a woman is pater from something, but she has every right to do it? B'nei Yisrael samchin v'lo b'nos Yisrael samchos. We darshan that smicha on a behema is done only by B'nei Yisrael and not b'nos Yisrael. A woman doesn't do smicha. It's not chayiv in smicha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon omrim, nashim samchos rushos. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, it's not chayiv in smicha, but if she wants to do smicha, she may do smicha. So since nashim samchos rushos, you see that Rabbi Yossi holds this general concept that just because a woman is not chayiv to do something, doesn't mean she's precluded from doing it, she's excluded from doing it. She may still do the smicha, and she may still do tekiah. So therefore you can't bring any rayas about a tumtum doing tekiah shofar. of course the tumtum could do it, a woman could do it. Now, this idea of Nashim Samchas Rishus is not so pashut. The way some Rishonim understand is that literally women are allowed to do smicha. However, if you look at Tulsus over here, Nashim Samchas Rishus, Tulsus points out, that the Gemara in Chagiga seems pretty clear that when we say Nashim Samchas Rishus, it means they could pretend to do smicha. Not that they're literally allowed to put their full force of their weight on the animal. They put their hands right above the animal's head where it looks like they're doing smicha. But if it's smicha b'kol kocha, Rabbi Yossi would say you're not allowed to do it. So then, doesn't that ruin the whole point that Gemara is trying to make over here? Gemara is trying to make a point that a woman is allowed to do tekiyah shofar, and therefore, of course, a tumtum can do tekiyah shofar, and the raya that a woman is allowed to do tekiyah shofar, because Rabbi Yossi holds that a woman could do smicha. But if a woman can't really do smicha, she could just pretend to do smicha. So then, what's the raya over here? So it also says, "Umaisi hacha ki hechid deshar Rabbi Yossi lismach lenashim bakfui yada." Afgav the nearer kavod de bekachim to actually do smicha for a woman would be nisa daraisa, because that's avod de bekachim. To pretend to do smicha is nisa drabanan. You would imagine would be nisa drabanan because it's nearer kavod de bekachim, and yet we allow a woman who's putter to do what would seem like nisa drabanan. Hachnami tkiya deleka elisur drabanan. What's the problem with tkiya shofar on Shabbos and Yantiv in general? The whole issue is only an issue midrabanan. What call something like that. The whole issue is only an issue midrabanan. So we're trying to say, just like Rabbi Yossi allows the issur drabanan for nashim to do the mimic smicha, the imitation smicha, so too we allow the issur drabanan for women to do tekiyas shofar. Now there's a lot of discussion. Let's just go another couple of lines. Amar Ravina, ulamayda ka amri rabbanan nami islay pircha. Now, so Ravina just points out that the fact that the rabbanan hold that a woman is usher to be tokea and a tumtum that's a suffix is doche, so there's a kasha on that too. Meaning then we understand the pircha. Malat ki ha-shofar shekein vada is doche Shabbos b'mikdash. Tomer b'kisli, did I say klal? The pircha is that tkiya shofar, which is when it's a vaday, it's docha Shabbos in the mikdash. Kisui is not docha Shabbos at all. So the rabbanon want to say that a woman cannot be tokeya, and a tumtum with suffik is docha. There's a pircha for their response as well, because they're trying to compare it to tkiya shofar. You can't compare kisui to tkiya shofar. Tkiya shofar is a mitzvah on Shabbos when it's a vaday. In the mikdash, in the gvul in Enochinami, we don't do tkiyah shofar on Shabbos because shami yavirenu, lest you carry dal arms prushusam. But in the mikdash, you do have a din of tkiyah shofar on Shabbos. That was a big tumult. When after 1967, when we got the old city back, we got the whole area back. So should they blow tkiyah shofar on Shabbos? So most of the poskim said no. But then the shaila became: but if somebody's doing it, should you go and listen? Because can you still be mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa by going and listening if they're blowing shofar on Shabbos? So that was a whole discussion in the I think I once gave a shir and I don't remember all the marma comments, but that was a whole discussion if there's any value in coming and listening when someone is blowing the shofar on Shabbos. Now this issue of nashim samchas rishus is also a very big issue. There's a famous Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel that discusses the role of women in mitzvah saseh shazman grama. We know women are pata for mitzvah shazman grama. We also know that typically women volunteer mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So the question is, can they make a bracha on a mitzvah shazman grama when they volunteer the mitzvah? So the shita satosus Rabbeinu Tam is that yes, they can make a bracha. Sheker Rishonim Mitzvah V'Tzivanu, isn't it sheker? We have to be careful what we say, that the words of our tefillah not be sheker. If we say V'Tzivanu, it has to be V'Tzivanu. It's like Shlomo Zalman, I saw in Halicha Shlomo, says that part of the slichos is we say that we woke up Hashmoros HaBoker, that we woke up early. So he says if you just got a regular minyan that starts at regular time and, you know, just finishes a little later, he says that's a problem. You have to actually wake up early for slichos. You're supposed to wake up a little bit earlier than you normally do. Anyway, so you have to be careful what we say, that it should taka be true, that it is v'tzivanu. So Tosa says, no, it is v'tzivanu. Tzivanu on Klal Yisrael. Tzivanu is not personal to them. Tzivanu is on Klal Yisrael. As he discusses, some of the slichos refer to the fact that we're crying. What if you're not crying? So is it, are you allowed to say it? We always have to be careful about the words the words that we say out of our mouths, that they should be yemes. So he says maybe Klal Yisrael is crying, similar to the Vitzivanu. That's Vitzivanu is on Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael cries to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anyway, that's the Shita of Rabbi Natan, and he's medayik it from our Gemara, from Rabbi Yossi's Shita, the Nashim Somchos Rishus, and we pass in that way, because Rabbi Yossi's Nimuko Imo, that they have the ability to do the Smicha. If they could do the Smicha, they can make the Bracha as well. The Rambam, Maisar Kabbalah, Perakim, Lachas, Paschal Sekhar Behuda, that women do not do smicha. And the Ritva writes that since Nashim Somchos Roshos, so it makes sense that they should say the bracha, right? Like Tosos holds. That if they could do the smicha, it makes sense that they should say the bracha, and they could say Asher Kusam Sosa Vitzivanu, fine. So what is clear is that men obviously said a bracha on smicha. The whole machlok is only whether women say a bracha, and that's what it sounds like from Rashi and Maseches Erevin as well. That when you do smicha, you're supposed to say a bracha on smicha. So now Ashkenazim paska, women are allowed to say a bracha and volunteer mitzvei shazman grama and say a bracha on it when they volunteer the mitzvei shazman grama. So that's why the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, if a woman wants to put on tzitzis and say a bracha on tzitzis. So, the Rama writes in Simin Yud Zayin, Nashim Rotzen Lasati Betzitzes the Baruch Halav, Harshus Biyadam. It's like any other Mitzvah Shazman Grama, that are 100% permitted to do that. So, the Magen Avraham says, even in an Eina Mitzvah V'Yosa, granted it's not the same Schar as a Mitzvah V'Yosa, right? That's Rav Yosef taught us that in the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, that an Eina Mitzvah V'Yosa is not as great as a Mitzvah V'Yosa. But nevertheless, it's still some schar. You still get some schar for it. When it comes to tefillin, the Ramban Siman Lamed Ches writes that if a woman wants to be machmir, then mochin biadam. We don't allow a woman to put on tefillin. So the Gra says, because the Gra quotes from Michal Bas Shaul that Michal Bas Chachamim, because even though somchos rishos, but tefillin, yet you run into a risk of gufnaki, and you run into a risk of bizayin of the tefillin. So we'd rather even men just limit it. We limit how much we wear tefillin. So Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva about putting on tzitzis, why women don't put on tzitzis. He says there are two reasons. Number one, most tzitzis are put on a begedish, so it's a violation of begedish if she puts it on and it's on a regular beged that a man would normally wear. And number two, it's very often, most often, unfortunately nowadays, when a woman is putting on tzitzis, it's not because she wants to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam better, it's because she's trying to advance some sort of agenda which makes a mockery out of the entire Torah and takes the Torah and makes it a Kardom lachborba, a way of making a point rather than a sincere triad of Avodas Hashem. So Moshe says if she really wants to be Avod Hashem, so she should do privately, not tell anybody, and put on a special beged that is clearly a feminine beged. So if she still wants to put on tzitzis under those conditions, then gzuntei, then that's exactly what the Rama is talking about. But this all assumes that women are permitted to do mitzvah seh shazman grama. That's when the machlokas gets off the ground. There is a very difficult Rashi in Erevin, Daf Tzadi Vavam Aleph, where Rashi says that the reason ein benos Yisrael somchos is because since they're potter from smicha, they can't do it. It's nira kemosif al devrei Torah, it's a chashash bal tosif when you're potter from something and you do it anyway, and you do that mitzvah anyway. So Rashi seems to be assuming that for all mitzvah shazman grama, if women are potter, then they're not allowed to volunteer the mitzvah shazman grama. Potter means that they're not allowed to do it. It's going to be bal tosif if they do it. So Tosus asks in Rashi that we find that Rabbi Yehuda holds that ein somchos rishos, and nevertheless it's mavur in the Gemara in Sukkah that Elani and Malka would sit in the Sukkah and they didn't say anything, even though it was a mitzvah shazman grama. No one said anything to her, no one criticized her. So how could Rashi say that whenever you part from a mitzvah, it's always, and you do it, it's bal tosif? What about the story of Elani and Malka? So Tosus gives a different pshat. Tosus says no, it's not an isser bal tosif to do mitzvos from which you are pater. The Rabbanon hold that women can't do smich over here, not because they're pater from it, but because there's a counter problem. Whenever there's a reason that, whenever there's some reason not to do it, that's when we're going to say, if you're pater, don't risk the isser and do it. What's the isser? The isser is avod bekachim. That if a woman does smicha when she's pater, so then it's avod bekachim. So that's an isser daraisa, that you're not allowed to do. So it's only in those situations where volunteering the mitzvah mitzvah can lead you to an iser, that's when a woman doesn't do it. But when volunteering a mitzvah is nothing more than an eino mitzuva v'yoseh, so then there's absolutely no problem with a woman being an eino mitzuva v'yoseh. How would Rashi defend the kasha about Hilani Amalka? So Tosus himself already answers that it could be that she was sitting there just for her sons. So it's not near a Kabbal Tosif. It's only near a Kabbal Tosif if it's clear that she's trying to do the mitzvah herself. But she was with Sheva Beneha, the Gemara says. She was with her seven sons who needed to be in the sukkah. The Gemara says at least one of them must have been at the age of chinuch. If you have seven, one of them must have been at the age of chinuch, so that she was there for the children. Also, it's possible that if she has kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, then it's bal tosif. Just like men are only over bal tosif shalom bizmana, if they have kavana to be yotze. So maybe for women, it's always considered shalom bizmana. So therefore, she's only going to be over bal tosif with kavana lahosif. But if she doesn't have any kavana to be yotze the mitzvah, then it would not be a violation of bal tosif. Okay, so that's how Tosos deals with the kasha that they ask on Rashi. Now there is a chiddush of the Turi Evan we've said over in the past. Tosos in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, when talks about Mitzvei Shazman Grama, Tosos asks, why do I need a pasuk to be b'ma'it nashim from smicha? Anyway, it's Mitzvei Shazman Grama, so it's because they're only knowing Bayom. So Mela, women are pata from smicha. Yet the Gemara darshens a pasuk that Bnei Yisrael somchin v'lo Benos Yisrael somchos. We don't need a pasuk, all Mitzvei Shazman Grama, and it's not the source for all other Mitzvei Shazman Grama that women are pater. Right? The Gemara in Kiddushin derives what the actual source is, not from smicha. So the point is, what do I need a special joshua from the pasuk? So Tosfos mitarets that without the Miyat, we would have thought that smicha and shchita or hukshu are compared to each other. That just like women could do shchita, women do smicha as well. So that's why when there's reason to believe that this should be one of the many exceptions to Mitzvei Shazman Grama, Rav Shachter likes to point out there are more exceptions than there are the rule. Most of the Mitzvei Shazman Grama, we end up saying that afin hayibos aneis, we end up coming up with something. There's always something that makes women chayiv in it anyway. There are more exceptions than there are the rule. So if there's a havamina that this should have been one of the exceptions, namely the comparison between smicha and shchita, that's why I need a special drasha to tell me that it's not one of the exceptions, that women are pater from smicha as well. But the Turi Evan has a phenomenal chiddush. Turi Evan says smicha is not a mitzvah shazman grama. Aye, everyone's mother smicha is not done at night, it's only done during the day. Why doesn't that make a mitzvah shazman grama? He says mitzvah shazman grama means that when a certain time comes, that mitzvah is over. It's done. But at nighttime, it's not over, it's delayed, it's on pause. And then when the morning comes, it's going to be a new mitzvah again. Since this is Mitzvah Shazman Grama, nighttime it's on pause. He says, no, it's not on pause at nighttime. It's over for that day. Next day is a new mitzvah of tzitzis. Tefillin, the next day is a new mitzvah of tefillin. It's not just on pause. It's not, but when it's the same mitzvah, clearly smicha, you only need one smicha on the behema. So it's the same mitzvah that's each and every day. It just takes a pause at night. So he wants to tell you that would not be considered a mitzvah to say shazman grama. And with that, he's miyashiv the kasha toisus megillah davchaf ulagabe mila, where Tosfos asks, why do we need to darshan a pasuk that a woman is not chayiv to be malas bina? It's a Mitzvah Shazman Grama, because it's not knowing Belaila. So doesn't that make it a Mitzvah Shazman Grama? He says, no, it's not, because it starts again the next day. It just pauses at night. So it is not a Mitzvah Shazman Grama. It's not Zman Grama at all. That's why I need a special drasha to tell me that women are pater. Okay, Vaita in the Gemara, about seven lines in. Heish Rav Lazar Kfar Baribi. So one of the lines in the Brisa was Rav Lazar Kfar says he rejects the Kal V'chomer as follows. That Mila is not knowing on Yom Tov nights, as opposed to Kisei Adam, which is knowing on Yom Tov nights. So Gemara says, what a strange way to say Mila is not knowing at night. On Yom Tov nights, Beleili Yom Tov Mudalo Naga, Bishar Leili Naga. Does that imply that it's knowing on other nights? So Elamala Mila Shekeinu Nohegas Beleilos Kibi Yamim. No, that's what we meant to say. That it's not knowing at night at all. Tomer B'Kisei Shenog Beleilos Kibi Yamim. How can you compare that to Kisei Adam, which is knowing at night? And this is one of the things that he said in Shuva. Yeah, it's just a quote from the Brisa again. We just finish off the quote from the Brisa. But that was the real line. Should not have been about Mila being Noeg Belele Yom Tov. Should have been about Mila not being Noeg Belaila Bichlal. Nothing to do with Yantif at all. Okay, new Mishnah. Hashochit v'nimtzei strefa, Hashochit avodas kochavim, Vashochit chulin b'fenim, V'kotch mechutz, Chaye v'of haneskalim, Rameir mechaye v'cham potrim. So in the midst of Kisui Adam, we discuss this in each of the details, in Osav Espino, and all the different things. So in the midst of Kisui Adam, if you shecht and the animal is a trefer, you're shechting l'avod zara, essentially, shechita she'enu ru'uya. You shecht chulin inside the base of Mikdash, kachim outside the base of Mikdash, or you're shechting a chaye v'of that needs skila for having killed the person, or Rashi gives the example, or for being nirva. They were nirva with a person. So they need skila. Rameir says you're still chayiv in kisei adam. Apparently, even though shchita she'en ru'uya, even though it's shchita she'en ru'uya, it's still shma shchita legabe the mitzvah of kisei adam. And the chamim are poter. The chamim say no, shchita she'en ru'uya is lo shma shchita, and therefore it does not require kisei adam. Hashochet v'nesnavlo b'yado, hanocher v'ma'aker poter milchasos. But if you make the animal in a vela, it's not even a shchita at all. So then you poter from kisei adam. It's not even a shchita. So the Ritva discusses the Seder Advar in terms of why the Mishnah mentions these specific Shechita She'en Ru'uyas in this order. So the Ritva says that first we mention Trefa, which is an Isra Achila, and it's an Isra Migufo. It's an inherent Isra in the animal. And then we mention Shochet Avod Zara, that's Asr even Ba'na, and it comes Shalom Migufo. It's not inherent from the animal. It's all external to the animal. Then we mention Chulin Bifnim and Kachim Bachutz in the same category, that they're both an Isra Na, and it's the Makom that's Goreim the Isr. And then we mention Chayiv Va'of, which is Nigmar Din Eliskal, that's an Isra Hana'a, and it's an Isra Kal, because it's only based on the Gemar Din. It's not something inherent about the animal, it's not the Makom that's Goreim an Isra, it's only an Isra based on the Gemar Din that Beis Din had declared on it. So that's why we go Dafka in that order, from that which is most inherently problematic in the animal itself, to that which is most distant from the animal, the problem coming most external to the animal. But either way, all of them are examples of Shechita She'en Ru'uya, and therefore all of them are subject to the machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim. Amar b'chia barabba amar b'yochanan. Ra'a Rebbe, dvarav shel Rameir, ba'osav espino, v'shanu b'lashon chachamim. It's interesting, when we had the same machlokes ba'osav espino, it was the Chachamim against Rabbi Shimon. The Chachamim said that Shechita She'en Ru'uya shma shechita, and Rabbi Shimon said it's not shma shechita. So apparently what Rebbe was doing was that this was a machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Shimon. Shechita She'en Ru'uya, is it shma shechita to be mechayev and osav espino and kisei adam, or not shma shechita to be potter from osav espino and to be not included in osav espino and potter from kisei adam? Now what Rebbe did is he played a game. When it came to the mission of osav espino, when it came to osav espino, he didn't mention Rabbi Meir by name. He called Rabbi Meir the chachamim, because he wanted to paskin like Rabbi Meir, but in order to get across the impression that it's the majority opinion, so he said chachamim. He called Rabbi Meir the chachamim. When it comes to kisei adam by our Mishnah, with Rabbi Shimon be kisei adam, Rabbi paskined like Rabbi Shimon in kisei adam, and therefore he doesn't mention Rabbi Shimon by name. Vishanu b'lashon chachamim. He mentions him in lashon chachamim, because whenever you want to give the impression that it's the widely accepted opinion, so you say the chachamim. You don't say a single tana. So the Gemara in Gittin says something similar. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf says Nafak Levi Darsha Mishmei De Rebbe V'lo Kilsua Mishmei De Rabbim V'Kilsua. That Levi learned the hard way. He went to Darshan a certain halach in the name of a yachid, and no one was willing to accept it. So he said, no, the chachamim say it. As soon as he started saying the chachamim say, so everyone accepted it. So that's the question. If it's a lie, if it's not true that the chachamim say, but you're convinced that that's the halacha, so there is a magen avraham like that in Shulchan Aruch, based on that gemara in Gittin and this gemara over here, that when you believe something to be 100% true la halacha, that maybe you're allowed to, and somebody holds it, I think you still need somebody to hold it. You're allowed to say that it was b'shem the rabbim, even though it wasn't really the rabbim who held that way. So you could say, oh yeah, all the poskim say like that, even though it's not really all the poskim that say like that. Okay, my time with Rav Meir by Osav Espino. So what's the svar from Meir by Osav Espino? Why is it that by Osav Espino, which again Rebbe held like Rav Meir by Osav Espino, and that's why he mentioned in Balashon Chachamim that by Yosef Espino he wanted to say that even a shkita she'ena ru'uya is shma shkita. So Rabbi Shimon Levi comes shkita mishkut echutz, because he learns it from shkut echutz. Ma hasam shkita she'ena ru'uya shma shkita by shkut echutz. Are you chayiv if it's shkita she'ena ru'uya? Of course you are. Every shkut echutz is a shkita she'ena ru'uya. That's the whole thing. You're doing the isra of shkut echutz, and yet we call it a shkita legabe shkut echutz. So afachanami shkita she'ena ru'uya shma shkita. So just like by definition, when it comes to shkut echutz, a shkita she'ena ru'uya shma shkita. So tovir shkita Shein Ruya is by Yosef Espino is Shema Shchita, is going to be considered a Shchita. The Ritva asked the obvious Kasha. By Shchut Echut, it's Efshar to have a Shchita Ruya. Of course, Shchut Echut, Shchita Shein Ruya, Shema Shchita. That's the only way there could be an Isser in the Torah of Shchut Echut. Otherwise, the whole Isser doesn't make sense. What do you mean, Shchut Echut? By definition, if it's Chut, it's a Shchita Shein Ruya. So, obviously, built into the Isser of Shchut Echut is that it's Shchita Shein Ruya. The same is not so by Yosef Espino. Osav Espino could have a shkita ru'uya, so how can you compare one to the other? So the Ritva said, no, that's exactly the point. Since the Torah calls it a shkita, the Torah could have called the Yisr something else. The Torah could have called it doing something that mimics a shkita b'chutz, a nechira b'chutz, or whatever. It could have called it something else. The fact that the Torah uses the word shkita tells you that even though by definition it's a ru'uya, still it gets labeled shkita. For Rabbi Shimon, my time, oh, what's Rabbi Shimon's far? Why does Rabbi Shimon not think by Yosef Espino shkita shein ruya shma shkita? So Rav Mani bar Patish gomar mitvach tavach vachein. He learns out from the pasuk of tvach tavach vachein. Ma'al alan shkita ruya afkan shkita ruya. Just like over there by Yosef and his brothers, when he prepared the meal for his brothers, it was a shkita ruya. So to any shkita is always going to be shkita ruya. Now what the Gemara is referring to is the drush that the Gemara is going to make later on in Daf Tzadi Aleph, where the Gemara is going to say that when he said tvach tevach, he meant parlahem beis hashchita. He meant you need to show the brothers, when you slaughter meat for my brothers, you need to show them the beis hashchita. They can know that the animal is shechted properly, so they shouldn't think that anyone's eating basar nechira over here. So Tosaf over there says, no, it doesn't literally mean a shechita, because b'nei noach are not mitzvah and shechita. It meant show that do a nechira, because they're mitzvah and nechira. They still have to cut the animal in a nechira kind of way. So he says, show them that you did a proper nechira. So the Ritva just says, if that's true, then it's not a shechita ru'uya. So then what's the Gemara's right over here? Meaning, if Tosaf is correct over there, that tvach tavach v'alchein means parla beis hashchita, doesn't mean show them you did an actual shchita. Show them you did a nechira. Well, then what's the right over here that a shchita she'en ruya is that a shchita she'en ruya is lo shma shchita, and that shchita always means shchita ruya. So the Ritva says, since biyachas l'bnei Noach, it's hutar b'nechira, it's called a shchita ruya for them. So that's why, so tavach is called shchita ruya legabi the ben noach. So mele shchita always means shchita ruya for us as well. That's the raya. From Meir nami ligmar mitvach. Why doesn't Rav Meir learn from that pasuk? Why is he unconvinced by that? So don shchita mishchita ve'im don shchita mitvicha. Because I'll tell you, I have the opportunity to learn what shchita means either from the word shchita by shchut echutz or from the word tvicha. Obviously, I learn from the word shchita. Why should I learn from the word tvicha? So says Gemara, why can't you learn from tvicha? Manaf gemina hatana de Rabbi Shmuel v'shava koyin v'akoyin zui shiva zui bia. Even if the words are as dissimilar to each other as vishav and uva, we still dash them to be linked to each other to make zera shava. So why don't we say the same thing over here, that shchita and tvicha are closely related enough that we should be able to link them? Says Gemara, they are if you didn't have a better choice. That's when there's no other word that's more similar. But whenever you have something that's more similar, you always go with the one that's more similar. So over here you have shchita from shchita or shchita from tvicha. So we'll take shchita from shchita. That's the more similar one. So now the Gemara asks on the flip side, Rabbi Shimon nami ligmar mishkut echutz. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon derive from Shchut Echot. I mean, why does Rabbi Shimon learn out from Shchut Echot that Shchita Shein Rui Shema Shchita? So, Dan Chulun Michulun, Vein Dan Chulun Mikachim, because he says, we're going to learn Chulun from Chulun, we're not going to learn Chulun from Kachim. For Rameir, Ato Osav Espino, Kachim Ilanoig, but Kachim Ilanoig, and Rameir would respond, Osav Espino isn't only about Chulun, Osav Espino is a Noig by Kachim as well. And therefore, it's not learning Chulun from Kachim, it's learning a din that applies by both Chulun and Kachim from a Kachim din. And that's perfectly fine. That's why Rebbe preferred the sheet of Rameir, because he got the last word. He had a good explanation of why he didn't want to hold like Rebbe Shimon, and he rejected Rebbe Shimon's explanation of why he didn't want to hold like him. So Rameir seemed to have the upper hand in that discussion. That's why Rebbe passed in that way. Now, my time with Rameir by Kisei Adam, what's the reason for Rameir by Kisei Adam? Meaning, why is it that Rameir holds by Kisei Adam that it is chayving, Shchit Shenru is chayving Kisei Adam, that it's called the Shchita? So Rabbi Shimon Lakish gomer shvicha mechut echot. Mal alan Shchit Shenru is shma Shchita, avkan Shchit Shenru is shma Shchita. He learns it from Shchut Echot, same as before, right? That same as by Yosef Espino, except over here, Shvicha, Shvicha. For Rabbi Shimon, Asher Yechel, and Rabbi Shimon would say, no, it says Asher Yechel, when it talks about Kisei Adam. So it says it has to be the kind of meat that you could eat. So how can you learn it from Shchut Echot? How can you learn Shchita Shein Ruya, Shema Shchita at all? The Pasuk says Beferish, it has to be something that you're allowed to eat. Shchita Shein Ruya, you're not allowed to eat. Rameir says, no, Sheyachal doesn't mean that you in practice have to be able to eat it. It just means that you're only chayv Kisei Adam on kosher birds. If it's a non-kosher bird, it's not chayv in Kisei Adam. Rabbi Shimon, of Tamei, my taima, to love barachilahu. Rabbi Shimon would say, yep, no, but that's the whole point. The reason why you're not allowed to eat, you don't have a mitzvah of Kisei Adam on non-kosher birds is because you can't practically eat a non-kosher bird. Well, guess what? Trefa nami love barachilahu. A trefa, which is you also practically can't eat. It's the same din, Rabbi Shimon says. Whenever you can't eat it, mela, there's no din of Kisei Adam. And that's why Rabbi preferred the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, but Kisei Adam seemed to make a lot more sense. Asher Yachel means that you have to be able to eat it. And that excludes not only an Ov Tame, it excludes also an Ov Tar that became a Trefa. That's all excluded from the same phrase. Amar Rabbi Abba, so Rabbi Abba said, "Lo lekol Amar Rabbi Meir Shchita Shein Ruya Shma Shchita." Rabbi Meir didn't go all the way with this idea of Shchita Shein Ruya being Shma Shchita. There are certain halachos that he held Shchita Shein Ruya does not work for. Modi Rabbi Meir Shein Matiras Ba'Achila. For instance, if you shech the treifa, doesn't make the treifa mutter ba'achila. He held that Shchita Shein Ruya is not a full fledged Shchita that it's going to make everything mutter. It's not going to solve all the world's problems. V'lo lekol Amar Rabbi Shimon Shchita Shein Ruya Lo Shma Shchita. And when Rabbi Shimon says Shchita Shein Ruya is not Shema Shchita, he also didn't go quite all the way with that. Moder Rabbi Shimon Shemitah Rasam Yidei Nevela. Rabbi Shimon is moder that at least it's not a nevela when you do Shchita Shein Ruya. You still can't eat it, but it's not a nevela. So Amar Mar. Now let's analyze what was the chiddush of those last four lines of Gemara. So Amar Mar. Lo lekol Amar Rameir Shchita Shein Ruya Shema Shchita. Moder Rameir Shema Tiras Ba'achila. Rameir is moder that if you shech the treifa, that it doesn't become mutter ba'achila. Pshita! Trefa b'shchita mi mishtaria? What's the havamina? If the animal's a trefa, what does being a trefa mean? If it were to become mutter b'shchita, a regular animal also becomes mutter b'shchita. Being a trefa wouldn't have any mashmos whatsoever if being shochet it would solve the problem of trefa. Obviously, an animal that's a trefa doesn't help to do a shchita on such an animal. So lo tzricha lo shochet as a trefa matzah b'ben teschai. No, the chiddush is what if you shach the trefa and you find an ubar inside of it? Salka that techamina hold am Rameir shchita shein ruya shma shchita. I might have thought that since Rameir holds that a shchita shein ruya is still called. So the shchita that you did on the mother animal, which was a trefa, should work for the fetus that you find inside of it, because it was shma shchita, it was called the shchita. Obviously, it's not going to be matter the mother's a trefa, but it should be matter the ubar. So kamash malan, that's the chiddush of Rameir, that even though he holds shchita shein ruya shma shchita, he doesn't go quite so far as to say that it will ever be matir anything ba'achila. If the shkita on the mother was einu ruya, it's not going to be matter even the uber bachila. V'tizbra, v'amar Rameir ben Pakua, ton shchita. But what do you mean? Rameir in general, that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush that we're trying to say that Rameir holds, that even though Rameir holds shchita shen ruya, is shma shchita, that he holds that it's not matir bachila, Rameir anyway holds that ben Pakua needs shchita. So the chiddush can't be that a ben Pakua found inside of a treifa needs shchita. Rameir's personal shchita was that of a ben tes chai found inside the mother always needs shchita. So says Mar Latzricha. The Rebbe Savla Kramer v'Savla Krabanan. Rebbe doesn't hold like that shchita of Rameir. Savla Kramer damer shchita shenruya ishma shchita. Rebbe holds like Rameir that shchita shenruya ishma shchita. V'Savla Krabanan damer shchita simu mitarasso. But he holds like the Rabbanan that ben Pakua works that on a ben tes chai, that the shchita of the mother works on behalf of the child of the ubar on a ben tes chai. So kivin dam Rabbanan shchita simu mitarasso tani le shchita simu. So one might have thought that since the shchita of the mother takes away its nevela status, so one might have thought that if you hold the shchita of the mother typically is good enough for the shchita of the baby, that it should be true even when the mother is a treifa, kamashmulan, therefore comes tell me that it's not true. So essentially, when we said, lo lekolam rameir shchita shenu reishma shchita, mod rameir shema tirasa bachila, the chiddush was not within what Rameir holds. The chiddush was within what Rebbe holds, and Rebbe happens to subscribe to Rabbi Meir's opinion about Shechita Shein Ruya. He does not subscribe to Rabbi Meir's opinion about Ben Pakua. So that was within the Rabbi Meir side of things. Now we're going to analyze the Rabbi Shimon side of things. V'lo l'kolam Rabbi Shimon Shechita Shein Ruya lo shma Shechita. Rabbi Shimon did not always hold categorically that a Shechita Shein Ruya is lo shma Shechita, because Moda Rabbi Shimon Shematarasa Midei Nevela. Rabbi Shimon is at least Moda that it's Mitar Midei Nevela, that the Shechita Shein Ruya will take away the status of Nevela. So, Pshita, Dam Rav Yud Am Rav, Armila Masisatana, Vichyamus Mina Behema, Mixas Behema Metama, or Mixas Behema Eina Metama, Vezuzu Trefa Shashachta. So, that's also, it's Peferish Drasha we learn from Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vichyamus Mina Behema, that the status of Nevela is by some Behemos. Which Behemos do not have a status of Nevela, that are problematic Behemos? That's a trefa that's shechted. A trefa that's shechted, you're not allowed to eat because it's trefa, but it doesn't have the status of nevela. So what's the big chiddush that even though Rabbi Shimon normally holds that shechita shein ruya is lo shma shechita, it's mitar midei nevela, if you do shechita shein ruya, we learn it from pasuk. So it says more, lo tzricha l'shochet es ha-trefa v'yichulin ba'azara. Now the chiddush is, let's say it's shechita shein ruya on two levels. You're shechting a trefa, and it's also chulin ba'azara. Tanya, shochet es ha-trefa v'chein ha-shochet v'nimtzei trefa v'zevezeh chulin ba'azara. If you do shechita shein ruya, meaning shechita v'trefa chulin ba'azara, Rabbi Shimon matir ba'ana v'chamosrin. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter ba'ana. You don't have the normal isra ana of chulin ba'azara. V'cham say that it's asr ba'ana. Salka daitichol v'am Rabbi Shimon mutter ba'ana. Why would Rabbi Shimon hold it's mutter ba'ana? So we would have thought that since he holds it's mutter ba'ana alma lav shechita yiklal, because he doesn't consider it a shechita at all, so it's not even a violation of shechita's chulin ba'azara, because it doesn't count as a shechita. Same midei nevela nami lamatara. You might think that when you're doing chulin ba'azara, it's not a shechita at all, that it doesn't even matar midei nevela, that if you shech the treifa as chulin ba'azara, that it doesn't even take away the nevela status, it would still have tumas nevela. Kamashmon, that's the chiddush. But in a normal case of shechita's treifa, of course, in a normal case of shechita's treifa, it's not mitame kinevela. That we don't need a special chiddush of Rabbi Shimon to teach me. Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, the son of Rabbi Shimon chulin ba'azar daraisa. Wait a second. Does Rabbi Shimon even hold that the concept of chulin ba'azar is a din daraisa? Samalei in says, yeah, he does hold it. How can I prove to you that he holds chulin ba'azar is daraisa? Vatran Rabbi Shimon Omer chulin shenishtu ba'azara yisrufu be'esh. V'chein chaya shenishchuta ba'azara. He says, chul shenishchuta ba'azara, you burn, and also a chaya that's nishchuta ba'azara, you burn. Now, a chaya is something that would never, ever be confused for behemoth kachim, because a kachim can only be behemoth, can't be a chaya. Now, why would you say that a chaya that's nishchuta ba'azara has to be burnt? Iam pishlamadar raisa haim de gazrin chaya to behema. If you say in general chulin shnishchu ba'azara is dar raisa, so I understand you're going to make a gezeira that a chayish shnishchu ba'azara should be included as well, lest you confuse it with a behema. But if you're going to tell me that the whole idea of a behema schulin bazara is only a din drabanan, so behema my time of dilmas and mechel kachem chutz. Why would they make a gzeira of chulin shishul bazara by a behema, lest you reverse it also? That just like you have chulin in the azara, you might come to violate the real isidaraisa of having kachim outside of the azara. That's why they made such a gzeira drabanan if you hold it to drabanan. But then what's chaya doing in the gzeira? He goof a gzeira. The whole idea of behema itself is only a gzera. We're going to go and make a gzera l'gzera? That doesn't make sense. And therefore, the fact that Rabbi Shimon says that v'chein chaya shenishkut ba'azara is a clear raya that he holds that by a behema shenishkut ba'azara it must be a daraisa, and that's why the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon makes sense. The whole chiddush of Rabbi Shimon was only in a case where you have a trefa that you are shochi ba'azara. There is a discussion in the Achronim when we say that we're not gozer gzera l'gzera, doesn't mean the Rabbanan chose usually not to be gozer l'gzera l'gzera, or does it mean that they were limited in their ability to be gozer, that they were told that they're allowed to make asu siyag l'torah, but a siyag l'siyag they were not permitted to make? So that's a discussion that the Achronim have. Rav Shachter has in his notes on Beitza. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. We'll see. Okay, we'll stop there.